Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. It is our great joy to bring you the Word of God so that you can hear it and you can apply it to your life so that you will continue to grow and be faithful in the things of God. As you listen to this message today, ask the Lord to just lead you and guide you and help you so that He can use your life to make a difference in the people that you come in contact with every day. This is our day and this is our hour to be the light of the world so that God can make a difference. At the end of today's message, we're going to give you more information on how to connect with us online and or in person. We'd love to connect with you and help you to grow in the things of God. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
You know, as a pastor, I can't say things as direct as that. We got to pat you on the head and say, come on, honey, we're going to work with you through this. Now, I know you have issues in your life, or when you grew up, people stole your toys when you was a baby and you hadn't got over it yet. But we're going to keep working on it. Because you talk direct to folks today, they're going to change churches. They don't have no love over there. I'm going to go where I need to go where there's some love. Now, what you're saying, you need to go where nobody challenged you to live right. That's what you're saying. I don't want nobody talking to me direct and telling me I need to live right. I don't want nobody challenging me and say I need to straighten up. You want to go where there's some love. So he tells us to stop doing wrong, and then he finishes by saying, now, stop doing wrong and now learn to do right. That's the fourth thing. Learn to do right. Now, you got to replace. You got to stop doing wrong. When you stop doing wrong and just sit there without replacing it with righteous living, guess what? You're going to start doing wrong again. So you have to, not only do I stop doing something, I have to begin to start doing something else. Stop doing wrong and start reading your Bible. Stop doing wrong and start praying. Stop doing wrong and start serving. Stop doing wrong and start engaging yourself in the work of the Lord. Stop doing wrong and start calling on the Lord to come alongside you. Start doing right things. So you can't do wrong and right at the same time. The old folks used to say it's an idle mind. Is the devil's workshop. Now, that's not in the Bible. Some people say the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say that. But it's a good principle. If you have your mind idle, there are things that's going to come into your mind that's going to cause you to start doing things that perhaps may be ungodly. You stay busy in the church. You start doing works of righteousness. You start getting engaged. You won't have time to get in all these kind of issues that you've been involved in. We're told in 2 Chronicles chapter 31, this is what Hezekiah, who's the king of Israel, this is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord, his God. In everything he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. And so he prospered, the scripture says. Now look at that passage one more time again. This is what he did. He did what was good. He did what was right. He did what was faithful before the Lord. If you do what's good and right and faithful before the Lord, look at what he says. And in everything he undertook in the service of God's temple. Now, this is the king. Now, he's doing some work for the Lord. Now, the king could have been sitting back saying everybody else need to do this. But he got involved in the work of the Lord. In obedience to the law and the commandments of God, he sought God and worked wholeheartedly. He worked wholeheartedly in the work of the Lord, and the Bible threw this in, and so he prospered. And so he prospered. You want to prosper? You want to be in good health and prosper even as your soul prosper? That's where you are. You work wholeheartedly for the kingdom of God. How many of you are involved in serving the Lord more than just prayer and singing? How many of you involved in the work of service, the work of ministry, serving others, getting involved in the work of the Lord actively? You get involved in the work of the Lord. You won't have time to do some of the things, and you'll be challenged to pray more. You'll be challenged to walk upright more. Learn to do what's right. You know, if every member of every church was serving wholeheartedly, we could change this city overnight. We've got more work to do than we've got people to do it. But our priorities are not seeking first the kingdom of God. We're seeking first our own kingdom, and then God comes in right behind it. And then this passage is closed out and summarized in verse 18. Here's the Lord. Now come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they're as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. Here's God. God said, I ain't mad at you. I'm just not hearing you. But if you would come, let me talk to you. Let me reason together with you. I can see God talking to us. Said, now listen, let me just share something with you. And I can understand how he goes. There are some times that we're going to be a blessing to somebody. And you want to sit down and say, let me just sit down and talk to you. If you would straighten up and if you would do these certain things, we're going to help you out. We're going to be a blessing to you. Let's reason together. When he says reason, he's not talking about negotiating. Because you don't have any negotiating leverage when we're talking to God. You have nothing with which to negotiate. So he said, let me just talk plain to you. When that's reason together. He said, I want you to listen to my reasoning. What God is saying, you know, I know you've been messing up, but I want to tell you that if you do a couple of things, I'll hook you up. I'll bless you. I'm still willing to bless you. I'm still able to bless you. I'm still wanting to bless you if you would just correct a few things. You want to be prosperous in your life? You want God's blessing to flow in your life? You want to eat the best of the land? See, we want to eat the best of the land, but we don't want to do what it takes for God to continue to pour out his blessings upon us. Eating the best of the land, meaning being sustained, having all of your needs met, and being blessed totally with health and family and finances. God says, I'm willing to bless my people. That's the kind of God we serve. Come, let us reason together. He said, let's talk. If you're smart, if you're receptive, we can work something out. There were times when I was a supervisor on a job and we were getting ready to give somebody a big raise or a promotion. They didn't know it. We just need them to straighten out a couple of things. So let's talk. You know, if you would just make this adjustment right here in your attitude a little bit, I think we might be able to do something. Well, what's wrong with my attitude, they'll say. Y'all always trying to make somebody do something they don't want to do. And talk themselves right out of a raise. Talk themselves right out of a promotion. See, because you can't tell everybody what you're getting ready to do. You're just trying to help them prepare. Because we know it's been talked about at the meeting. And you're trying to get them ready. The only thing holding us back is your attitude. And then they display why their attitude is a problem. And then you go back and say, no, I don't think we need to give them a promotion. So God says, let's talk a little bit. So I want to see what your understanding is. He said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be like scarlet, then you ain't nothing wrong with me. I like the way I am. I'm good enough. I come to church, don't I? I give when I come. And God is saying, no, you know what? They don't even have a clue. So he says, I'm talking to you. Though your sins be like scarlet. He said, your sin is like scarlet. You all red, full of blood. You don't even know it. Somebody who doesn't know what shape they're in is worse off than a person who knows. Because when you know you're in bad shape, at least you might try to fix it. If you don't know, you're happy with the way things are. He says, let's talk. Here's what David said. David was caught in adultery with Bathsheba. And in Psalm chapter 51, he cried out to the Lord. He said, cleanse me with hyssop. Wash me. Lord, have mercy upon me according to your love and kindness. Wash me, O Lord. Cleanse me, O Lord. He said, wash me with hyssop. Cleanse me with hyssop. You know what hyssop was? Hyssop was a powerful laxative. He said, cleanse me all the way on the inside. Wash me like you're washing me. Clean me out on the inside. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. God, I need to get it right. Don't take the Holy Spirit away from me. I can't stand to be separated from your spirit. I can't stand to be separated from the anointing. I'm tired of walking without your presence. He was the same one who said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, thou wilt be with me. And then he said, now I'm walking in the palace and I can't feel you. I don't want to have a life like that where I can't feel you like I used to. Where are you, Lord? Don't take the Holy Spirit away from me. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. God says, I can wash you. And the Lord said, now look, I need two things from you. He said, I'm talking to you. Let's reason to God. I need two things from you. I need you to be willing, and I need you to be obedient. I need you to be willing, and I need you to be obedient. Getting right with God begins with your willingness to do so. I want to get it right. Some people want to, they're so embarrassed. They don't want to stand up when you ask them, do you need prayer for, and you want to get right with God. They say, I don't want nobody to know I'm right. You know what? If you don't confess it and put it out there, the enemy just say, well, see, you didn't say nothing. You can go back home and keep on doing it. But you got to get up sometime and say, listen, I need to be right with God. It don't mean you've been out killing folks and having adultery. It just means that you know that you haven't been obedient to God. Ezekiel 18:30 says, therefore, O house of Israel, I will judge you, each one according to his ways. Repent. Turn away from all your offenses. Then sin will not be your downfall. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? God is saying, why will you die when you don't have to? Why will you have to? Why are you going through pain and problems and all of that when you don't have to? I'm willing to wash you. I'm willing to cleanse you. I'm willing to give you a new start. I'm willing to refresh you. See, God's interest, see, God has no interest in your being ineffective in his kingdom, just going through the motion. He has no interest in that. He can't get any glory out of that. He wants vibrant, effective people functioning in the kingdom of God who are flowing with his spirit and with his power so he can use you every day. So he's doing everything he can. Every time he sees somebody broken down, he try to fix them back up. Come on, let's get up. We can get up and get rolling. Well, Lord, you don't know what I've done. Yeah, I know what you've done, but I can still use you. If you just are willing and obedient, I'll cleanse you, I'll wash you, I'll fill you up again, and we'll use you. We'll work that problem into your testimony. You tell somebody else, I kept falling, but God kept picking me up. He did the same for me, he'll do it for you. So if you're here today, this passage is talking to us, and God is saying to us, if we're not right with him, here's a time to get right, and he gave us this prescription to do so. Number one, wash and make yourself clean. How do you do that? That's just by coming and standing before God and saying, I'm willing. I need to be washed, and I want to be washed. I'm going to take evil deeds and evil things and put them away. They'll be out of God's sight. I'm going to stop doing wrong. And I'm going to start doing right. I'm going to start being engaged. I'm going to get back in the word. I'm going to get back in prayer. I'm going to get back in serving. I'm going to get back in doing what God has asked me to do. I'm going to find my place in ministry and make myself available to God. And then I'm going to say, Lord, I'm willing, and I'll be obedient.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram at thelowhumble, T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms, and then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.